stalk? Question mark.
Oh,
I don't.
I know what she means.
They've gone too far.
Well, no, they. I don't know what causes a corky carrot, but I know what she means. Like where the core is kind of firm or tough. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I used to work with a chef, and he was from Europe, and I remember one of my early cooking memories was him showing me how to wedge his knife into that, you know, by the core, and just he popped them out. It was just like, thook, thook, thook. It was really beautiful. It's like it leaves like a carrot canoe.
Right.
I mean, if you have time, you know.
Pop that out.
Might want to do that. But otherwise, I think you just cook them more. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you could cut around it.
Sure.
You know, and make like dice, and then the cores would make great stock or juice.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Well, we are out of time. Kari Hedlund's coming up with Headwaters. Do want to let you know there will be some more ham radio broadcasts coming to you. We are working hard behind the scenes. Stay tuned. But if you haven't yet caught ham radio, you can catch on any podcast platform or check out more information on it at kaxe.org. Amy, so good to talk to you.
Oh, Heidi, so good to see you, and Andrew too.
Yeah, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
We receive support from the Move It Real Estate Group, assisting clients with real estate purchases and sales for over 25 years, not only in Grand Rapids, but across northern Minnesota. Move to what moves you. More at moveitrealestate.com.
And thanks to Schroeder Log Home Supply, supplying wood home and cabin owners with specialty sealants, preservatives, and wood finishes. More information at their Grand Rapids store or online, loghelp.com.
This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker, we are People Powered Radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org. Now it's time for Headwaters with Kari Hedlund.
Natural and the green. right off of my back. Why you wanna do me like that? Gave you every last dollar, every last dime. Even made you bail when you were doing time. You turned my house right into a shack. Why you wanna do me like that? Who needs friends when you got enemies like these? Heaven help them. Heaven help them, please. Well, if you don't know now, you're about to learn. Cause every bridge I'm about to burn, you can scream and yell, but step on back. Why you wanna do it like that? It's gonna be your shadow every day. And if you try and run, I'll block your way. Gonna rule the day you cross this cat. Why you wanna do me like that? You wish out loud, leave the greed, greed on the ground. Why you wanna do me like that? 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 Thank you.
off the 2015 release Ones and Sixes. That is Low with No Comprende. Big Thief in there, one of my favorite tracks from this new album, Double Infinity. How could I have known? It's just such a lovely love song. And new music from the New Orleans group Chawa featuring Irma Thomas. She's been busy. She just came off the collaboration with Galactic and is featured on Chawa's latest album, Rise Up. That was Why You Want to Do Me Like That. And from Sweden, we started that set off with Goat, Trouble in the Streets. You're listening to Headwaters on KAXC, your source for great music. I'm Kari Hedlund. You can hear Headwaters each weekday at 9 a.m. here on People Powered Radio, KAXE. Thank you for listening this morning. And if you have, we had lots of great comments this morning on the morning show about cooking and food. And it's always so great to hear from you. And if you ever want to be a part of the conversation about what you're hearing on KAXE, you can always text us, 218-326-1234. It is a proper fall day today. It's going to be sunny with highs 59 to about 61 degrees. And tonight, mostly clear with lows 39 to 44 degrees. I think we had our first frost last night. Based on how the yards and plants looked this morning, I would say that was confirmed. But if you have any other different information, maybe in the Brainerd area, did you get frost last night? Text 218-326-1234. We receive support from Oak Hill Assisted Living in Grand Rapids, providing personalized care in a home setting. More information at oakhillseniors.com. And we want to thank Harmony Food Co-op, Bemidji's full-service downtown grocery store, offering people a variety of local, organic, fair trade, and conventional items. Open daily from 8 to 8, more at harmonyfoods.coop, also on Facebook. The father of the Ethiopian jazz genre, Ethio Jazz, Mulatu Estadki, has a new album out called Mulatu Plays Mulatu, and he is featuring new arrangements of some of his classic songs, recorded between London and Addis Ababa. Oh my gosh. It's too early, I guess. It's not even early. I don't know what's going on. My brain is not functioning quite yet. So we're going to hear a track right now from that album. This is Kulun here on Headwaters.
songs do so well. I'm gonna bend into you like a cat bends into a female. Turn you inside out and lick you like a crisp packet.
That's okay, 'cause I
That is Taylor Ray with Undertone. That's off her new album, The Void. I had a chance to see her at Americana Fest in Nashville a couple weeks ago, and she is really great. She's young. This is, I believe, her second album, and she had a band that was so good, and her background vocalist was one of my favorite background vocalists I think I've ever seen. She was having, like, the best time up on the stage, and I had a chance to talk with her afterwards, and I told her that, and, you know, she was just like, oh, thank you for noticing. I love singing background. And she is also an artist in her own right. She does jazz musician on the side, but she said her all-time favorite, like, she doesn't really actually want to pursue that. She just wants to be able to do background vocals. And I kind of loved that perspective. Again, that was Undertone from Taylor Ray. Alt-J before that, Every Other Freckle. And Mulatu Istatki with Kulun from his new album, Mulatu Plays Mulatu. And you're listening to KAXE Independent Radio, people-powered radio. And if you're into Mulatu Istatki, you know what? You might be wanting to check out Tattletale. That's a new band in the Grand Rapids area. It's, I think, an 8-piece band. They're large. They are going to be playing a show this Saturday along with Forge North and Mary and Emily LaPlante at Rapids Brewing in Grand Rapids, which is also a benefit for Save the Boundary Waters to protect the sacred waters of the Boundary Waters area. And 100% of the proceeds from that concert do benefit that nonprofit. So that's on Saturday at Rapids Brewing in Grand Rapids. So you can check out your own Ethiopian jazz here in Grand Rapids. This is Headwaters on KAXE. I'm Kari Headland. Thanks for being here today. We receive support from the First National Bank Bemidji, helping local families and businesses reach their financial goals. First National Bank Bemidji, Better Together, member FDIC. And we want to thank Hibbing Chrysler Center, serving the Northland for over 25 years on the Beltline in Hibbing. Their service center provides regular maintenance and major auto repairs weekdays from 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. More details online at hibbingchrysler.us. It's time for our album of the week, which is from Say She She. They are a trio from New York City. It's their third album called Cut and Rewind. The band is led by Paya Malik, Sabrina Cunningham, and Naya Gazelle Brown. And the rhythm section for this album is all members from the cult funk band Orgon. So it's really well done, more contemporary take on 70s disco, funk, and soul with lots of harmonies. Well, it is very much presented in a upbeat and positive light, and a lot of the songs are that. The content of the lyrics actually hits onto something a little bit darker and maybe unexpected. One of the songs, Disco Life, is talking about an event that happened in the 70s where it was like sort of an anti-disco riot, which ended up being very much sort of within this song, they're flipping that history, that stunt, quote unquote, into charges of the racism and misogyny and homophobia against that genre. That genre did come out of Black, queer, and femme communities. And so there were a lot of, you know, like that was a direct result on that hate. So That is one of the songs. There's another song that is talking about, it's a pro-worker, pro-labor anthem. My gosh. Again, what is with my brain today? It's a Wednesday. It shouldn't be this difficult. It's the pro-labor anthem, which is called Under the Sun, that song. You can find more about the album. Just if you want to get sort of the layers of what this is about, you can find out more at KAXE.org. Another one that has sort of this underbelly layer is the song we're going to hear right now, She Who Dares. This is off the album Cut and Rewind, our album of the week by Say She She. the 2020 album. The Moon is an Ashtray. That is Miss Tess, Gamblin' Man. The Brothers Burn Mountain now with a new album celebrating 25 years as a band. Wow. That is Emancipation Blues. We'll be hearing more about that album in the weeks to come here. The duo out of Cotton, Minnesota, and Say She started us off with She Who Dares. That's off our album of the week, Cut and Rewind. You can find out more about the album at KAXC.org. You can also find all the past album of the weeks there as well if you are in need of adding some new music to your collection. That's a great way to kind of discover what's what. And tune in tomorrow on Headwaters. DJ Dang is your host. There is a special monthly music recap. It's time to look back on September. Music team takes a go at it, telling about some of our favorites over the last month. So be sure to tune in for that. That is on Headwaters tomorrow here on People Powered Radio, KAXE. All right, coming up in just a moment, we are going to be having our slice of green cheese. Today at noon, Verse Like Water, the visiting poet program at Central Lakes College, is welcoming Lee Young Lee at noon in the Chalberg Theater on the Brainerd campus. Lee's poetry reading will be followed by a book signing and informal talk at 1:30. And Dine Out for United Way of Bemidji is going on now through Friday, October 10th. Restaurants throughout the area will donate a portion of their sales to support the community. Find more details at unitedwaybemidji.org. All right, you know what time it is. It's about 9:45, which means it is the time for our daily slice of green cheese. Be the first to call in with the correct answer, and we'll send you a coupon for a treat at an area business. Thanks goes out to today's sponsors, Singin' Chihuahua Taco Truck in Grand Rapids, Cozy Cove Coffee Company in Hill City, and Natural Harvest Food Co-op in Virginia for making the daily slice of green cheese possible. If you've won sometime in the last 30 days, please hold your calls and give someone else a chance. Here's today's question. All right, so to lead up this slice of green cheese, I should have probably primed this before. Dolly Parton's sister put out onto the internet yesterday asking for prayers for Dolly. Well, you probably can imagine where the internet took this. Lots of like, oh my gosh, no, we can't have life without Dolly. Very end of days sort of reactions. Well, her sister came out later on last night saying, not as serious as that. She just has been feeling under the weather and I was just looking for some prayers. So, doesn't sound like it's as dire as maybe it seemed at first. So here I was like planning this, you know, big old Dolly day, and it maybe seems like that was a little preliminary, but we are still going to honor Dolly with this slice of green cheese question. Okay, you've been holding on long enough. Question: Dolly Parton wrote two of her biggest hits on the same night in 1973. What two songs did she write that night? If you know the answer or want to make a guess, call 218-326-1234. The question again is, Dolly Parton wrote two of her biggest hits on the same night in 1973. What two songs did she write that night? Call 218-326-1234 with your guess.
Oh, sometimes I go walking to fields where we walked long ago in the sweet used to be. And the flowers still grow, but they don't smell as sweet as they did when you picked them for me. And when I think of you and the love we once knew,
we do have a winner for the slice of green cheese. Please hold your calls. We do have a winner.
Oh, how often I wish that again I could kiss your sweet lips like I did long ago. For those two loving arms that once held me so gentle and close. And when I think of you,
discoloration on my skin from the oculus on me, bearing the cross of my destiny, only son of a lost century, second born John Henry.
That is new from John Batiste. Isn't that so good? Pinnacle. Thanks to DJ Dang for flagging me on that song. It's off his latest album, Big Money. He's got a great song on there too with Randy Newman. It's a little bit slower and I wasn't in the mood for that one yet, but it's also a really great one. Another collab with Andra Day. So we'll be digging into that album and you might hear it on the monthly music recap tomorrow. Tune in during Headwaters. DJ Dang is your host. And then we heard from the trio, Dolly Parton, Linda Ronstadt, and Emmylou Harris with Dolly on lead there. Do I Ever Cross Your Mind? That's from an alternate take of that track off of a great complete collection that was out years ago. And that tied into our green cheese trivia question, which was, let's see, the question again. We have a winner, Lisa from Balsam Township, answered the question correctly and is going to Dairy Queen in Grand Rapids. The question again was, Dolly Parton wrote two of her biggest hits on the same night in 1973. What two songs did she write that night? The answer, Jolene and I Will Always Love You. Even if you didn't know that, that probably would have been a solid guess. But I can't believe that. I think that that is a remarkable thing that she wrote both of those songs and how they've gone down in history. For Dolly's collection, you know, of the, I saw the number 5,000 songs she's written in her lifetime. Unbelievable. So thank you to Lisa. Listen weekday mornings around 9:45 for your daily slice of green cheese. And tune in Saturday nights from 7 to 9 for KAXC's popular Green Cheese Trivia Show. This week's host is Julie Crabb. And following Green Cheese this week, from 9 to midnight for KAXC After Dark, DJ Ben Franklinstein is bringing you some electronic dance music, EDM. Be sure to tune in. This is 91.7 KAXC Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXC Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are people-powered radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXC.org. Support for this program comes from Sanford Health, with primary care locations in Bemidji and across the upper Midwest. Sanford Health is committed to providing care close to home. Learn more at sanfordhealth.org. And we receive support from the Itasca Economic Development Corporation, creating and retaining quality jobs in Itasca County.